Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And we're off and running Monday, March the 22nd, 2021, 3/22/21. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the big question last hour was, this past weekend, I bought one of these emptied out wine bottles with Christmas light. That's the best way to describe them. I guess maybe a string of lights is maybe what should be said. A string of lights in them. And I noticed that when I plugged them in on Saturday night, when I left them in for 3 hours, the bottle got hot. Very warm, maybe I should say. Maybe not necessarily hot. And so I need to know, should I leave this thing plugged in? Because I unplugged it on Saturday night, and I did not plug it in at all yesterday. So is this something I need to put on a switch and shut off at night? Because here's the thing about this. Something like that is really something that is only useful at night. You know, it's got lights in it. You can only really see it best at night or in a dark room in your house. And my thinking behind this is that how often am I going to use this if I have to put it on a switch and just turn it on at night? I don't know that I'm going to use it that often. So, is this something that should be kept on a switch? Does anybody have one of these at home or have anything similar to this? Also, if the lights should go bad, this is a precautionary measure. If the lights should go bad, how in the world do you change the lights in this bottle? Because it just looks like there has been a hole drilled where the lights have been put in. And it's a glass bottle, so it could be easily broken. Now, I don't know how they got the lights in there. I don't even know how that works. But I don't think the plug would fit back through that hole to pull the lights in, which I'm not sure why you'd want to pull them in anyway. And I don't know how you would get those lights back out the hole. Now, maybe you would have to bend. I haven't got this close to it yet. Maybe you would have to bend each light and kind of pull it back out through that drilled hole. But I'm thinking the older the bottle gets, the more difficult that's going to be, and your chances of breaking the bottle are going to be much higher. Are there any crafty people out there who have any thoughts on this? I'd be interested to know, because I just don't know how this bottle's gonna pan out in the end. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we're also talking about the food industry this morning because I had another little episode with the place I get my fountain drinks this morning. The fountain drink machine was broken again twice. This is the second time in like 5 days. And I have to be honest, I did not go there on Saturday or Sunday, so it might have been broken on those days as well. But it was broken one day last week and now broken this morning. And I just think it's just my contention that a $1 billion company would be able to keep those things up and running. I understand breaking once because nothing is forever and everything breaks from time to time. But two times in 1 week, now to me that seems a little much. But maybe that's just me. And also naming things for people who really maybe necessarily don't need to be named for. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I know what popular fast food chain you're talking about. I'll go nameless.
I know. It's hard to avoid it at this point.
Yeah. I had the same issue last Saturday morning. I went there for a soft drink, and they were down too. The machine was broke.
Well, you know, the thing I don't understand about this whole issue, and again, I don't want to criticize the place because most mornings they do a good job. But, you know, this happened, I think it was last Thursday, and now it's happened this morning, and I'm just thinking that when you go to this place, if you're ordering a value meal, if you're ordering a value breakfast, you're probably getting some kind of a drink with it. And if these machines are broken, I would think this would kind of hobble your whole business. And if it's broke, and now you're saying there's a third episode that happened on a weekend to where this has happened. Now, so this has been three times in 2 weeks that this machine has broken. You would think a billion-dollar company could get somebody to look at it.
Yeah, it's a complicated machine, too. I know when you put your orders in, it does it automatically. Like, it picks the cups and fills and ices them and everything. It's all automated. And I think that's why it's breaking down. It's just too complicated.
Well, it must be, but boy, I'll tell you, this morning, it put me in a bind because I was already running late. Now, that's my own fault, but the problem is you have to sit in the line to find out that it's broken.
Yeah, that's true. And with your light, your bottle light?
Yes.
That's supposed to have LED lights in it so they don't give off heat. So whoever made that, I'm thinking they put the incandescent lights in it, and that's not how you're supposed to make those. I'm not thinking. Because I saw Hobby Lobby has those, and people have made them for weddings and whatnot with the old wine bottles and the LED lights inside, so they do not get hot.
Well, yeah, this bottle definitely got warm.
Yeah, it should be LEDs, not, it's got the wrong lights in it, I think. I would keep an eye on it if I were you and not leave it running unattended.
Well, what do you think? I mean, how do people get these lights in there? How do you change them?
Well, the people that make them at home, you take the cap off, and the LED string has its own battery that goes inside the bottle, too. That's how they would light.
Oh, see, well, see, this one has a plug.
Yeah, so it's something different that I, if it's not made at a factory, I wouldn't trust it.
Well, what's what's confusing to me about the whole thing is I'm not even sure how they did it, because obviously you didn't break the bottle, and they're somehow they drilled into this glass bottle, because the plug is on the outside, but the lights are on the inside, and I wouldn't even have an idea how to get these lights out, but I'm not sure how they got in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, can be done. Obviously, it can be done with a drill bit, with the right drill bit.
But I just don't even know if I could pull the lights back out through that hole where the plug is. I don't think the hole's big enough, and I don't know how they got the lights in there, because the plug certainly would not have fit outside that hole.
No, I have no idea. Maybe put a picture of it on your Facebook.
Well, I think I'm going to have to, because I, you know, now that I've bought it, even though it heats up, you know, I will just plug it in and I guess unplug it when I'm not around. But what I don't understand is how they ever got it in there to begin with.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe I'll put a picture of it up on Facebook.
Yeah, just be careful with it. If you find that it is something safe to have going lit in your house.
That's right. Don't want to burn down the place. That's right. Well, you know, it's like Christmas lights, though. And I guess, you know, we turn the Christmas trees on, and the Christmas tree doesn't burn down. So, I'm not sure that I'm worried about that. I guess I should not leave it plugged in all the time.
And don't leave the cap on the bottle, maybe. That way the heat will go out of the bottle.
That's a good idea. I think it does have a cork in it. I think it has a cork stuck in it.
Yeah, maybe take that out and the heat will rise up out. That way you don't melt the plastic inside if it gets that hot.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that. Well, hey, thanks.
Yep, we'll see you later.
All right. Well, see, now there's some good advice I was looking for this morning. Any more good advice is always welcome. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Oh, I'd forgotten this. You know what? I did go to McDonald's on Saturday morning with Angie actually before we left town Saturday morning to go to Delaware and go to Polaris and go to downtown and go to Hilliard. And so we did stop. And the machine was working when I was there on Saturday. So I can give them points for that. All right. Oh, you know, here's the iBout. This was something I made a mental note to talk about on Saturday. Saturday, when we were coming home from Hilliard was the last stop Saturday night. So it was probably 9 o'clock Saturday night, and we're heading back to Marion, and we're driving through Hilliard to get back onto to an interstate. And at one point, you have to go through Old Hilliard. Now, here's how I know you have to go through Old Hilliard. There is a big sign, could not miss it, big sign that says you are entering Old Hilliard. And not if you would happen to miss that sign, there is a sign about a mile and a half later, just as big, same, that says you are in Old Hilliard. Now, this is odd to me, because what is the difference between Old Hilliard and New Hilliard? Now, I can tell you the physical difference, and I don't know what this is all about, but when you enter Old Hilliard, all of a sudden, everything has lights on it. And I don't know if this is some kind of city ordinance or what it is, but there's a huge restaurant down in Old Hilliard that is covered in white lights. There are windows that are covered in white lights from businesses that were closed on the side of the road. There are there are white lights everywhere in Old Hilliard. So I'm trying to figure out, what is the significance of Old Hilliard? I mean, is it when these places were split up, when Hilliard became Hilliard, how did it become Old Hilliard? Is that just where people used to do business? What was the rest of it, just farmland? Because there doesn't seem to be any big stores in Old Hilliard. You know, the part of Hilliard I was in on Saturday, for the most part, is the one that had the thrift stores and the Goodwills and the antique shops and the Fazoli's and the restaurants and the big stores, the Walmarts and all that, the Menards. Now, Old Hilliard doesn't seem to have that. So I don't know. Is that the first developed part of Hilliard? Is that what that means? Old Hilliard? I just, you know, I've seen, I guess, cities divided up like that before, where they say, well, this is old such and such. But I don't know what Old Hilliard means. Does that mean where people used to do business? Or where the business started? Or does it mean downtown? What does Old Hilliard mean? Does anybody have any ideas on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because I was thinking, if that's what it means, that, you know, you're always trying to bring ideas back here in Marion, to Marion, maybe somebody should tender the idea that we should put up signs, because this would be relatively inexpensive, big signs in downtown Marion that say, this is Old Marion. This is Old Marion, and this is where business used to be done. Now, here's where I would put that sign. I would put that sign, you know, at the end of Route 95 or Marion Mount Vernon Road, whatever you want to call it, right before you go down that alley to get to Center Street to be downtown. That's where I would put a big sign in front of that alley that says, you are about to enter Old Marion. And I know people don't like me calling that an alley. But what is it, Vine Street? Is that what it's called? But see, here's the problem why I believe that's an alley. It's one way, You can only go one way down it. And, of course, I understand there are only one-way streets. There are one-way streets. But there's nothing really there. It's a short section. That little part is probably, what is it, quarter of a mile long? So I understand. Now, Vine Street, if you cross over Center, there's a continuation of Vine Street. Now, I would call that a street once you cross over Center, but I don't know how you consider that little part a street. Now, does anybody want to have anything more to say about the Vine Street episode? Because I think that's where we should hang the old Marion sign. Right there. Because that's really where you're leaving the new businesses, which are on Mount Vernon Avenue. And you're about to enter the downtown. And also, I don't now, East Center Street and West Center Street. Now, which part would you consider new and which part would you consider old? Where's the cutoff? Because doesn't it become West Center Street at Greenwood? Isn't that where East becomes West? I might be wrong about that. That might not be the exact spot, but I'm not sure where East and West have their collision. Go ahead, caller.
Start on Vine Street. It's a street because on the right there are houses. There's two or three houses on the right before you get to Center, so it couldn't be an alley. They wouldn't have an address.
Oh, there are houses on that little stretch.
Yeah, there's a church, the back parking lot, but when you go there to the right, because Ratliff used to have his office years ago in one of those houses, there's, I don't know if there's three or four houses there, so it couldn't be an alley, but that's the worst street because the one, I thought the one only closest to the curb could turn on a red light, but there's right, the right side will too, and when you go to turn, they go to turn, and people stop at that little mailbox or pull out from someplace, and you can't see for the person on the right turning, and there's going to be an accident there. I hate to turn there because I thought in the driver's thing it said only the one, to the left, closest to the curb could make a left-hand turn on a red light, but then that right lane will try to do it too, and you can't see past them when they pull out there. You go to pull out, they go to pull out, and you don't know when somebody's pulling out of one of those places down your business or that mailbox, you know, and you're going to get hit. But, and then I was going to tell you down in Worthington, my daughter lives there, and there's Old Worthington, and that is the stores, I think, that when Worthington was first, you know, a town, Worthington, and they call that Grater's Ice Cream is right there on High Street, and they, I think there's a sign there that says Old Worthington. So I think those are the stores that's when that first place was. That's why they call it Old.
Well, that's what it was interesting to me to go into Old Hilliard because clearly they were making a big deal of it. It was a huge sign when you first went into it, and it was there was another huge sign about a mile and a half up the road. But I don't know what it is with the white lights because there were several businesses when you went into Old Hilliard that just had these white lights everywhere.
Oh. I haven't been down there for a long time, but I know Worthington, her address, she is right there in that section, Old Worthington, but you just put Worthington, but they have a, I don't know if there's a plaque there and it has the year that it was founded or something, but I'm pretty sure it says Old Worthington.
Now, do you know where Center Street, where East becomes West, is it at Greenwood?
Greenwood. I would say it would be west. I thought it would be farther down.
See, I know there is a spot where the addresses stop and then they start getting bigger. They go lower and then they get bigger. And I think that's where East becomes West, but I'm not sure where the cutoff point is. Now, I know when you pass, like, the turnstile and it becomes a one-way street there at Greenwood...
I would think it would be at Main Street, but I'm not for sure.
Oh, so you think it's all the way up to Main Street?
Well, because my daughter has insurance, 198, and that's the center, and that's before the courthouse. Yeah, I thought it would be around Main Street or something, and the rest of it would be, but I'm not for sure.
Oh, so East Center. Well, see, that road is strange to begin with, because like where Harding High School is, now people call that 309.
Yeah, because when they built that school, it's really out in the country.
Right.
They somehow redid that, and they put it in a city school out in that county, and stuff. But, yeah, I call it 309.
Right, but where does 309 end and Center Street begin?
Well, I would think it would be there for that park. Is it McKinley Park or something?
Garfield, there on the corner.
Well, I mean Garfield. Yeah. There's so many parks, I can't keep them straight. And I would think, I really don't know because I never thought that much about it. But
well, I just think that one road where if you get off of, if you start on Pole Lane, way down on Pole Lane, and you would just start driving west on Pole Lane Road, you would never get off the road, and it never is more than two lane. It's two lane all the way. Well, pretty much, except there are some turn lanes. And I guess one end is a little bigger, four lanes. But essentially, it's the same road that takes you all the way down to the west end of town. But you would never get off this road, but yet it would be 309, it would be East Center Street, and it would be West Center Street. And I'm not sure where the changes happen.
Well, I don't know if it would be like where the corporation is, if that would have something to do with it, because the corporation used to be there by that Wendy's on 95. I thought that pizza place years ago that used to be in there, was it not Moe's? Somebody had that pizza place there. It's, it's an auto place now, but I thought that would be the corporation, then that would be the end of all the streets and avenues and stuff. Then it would be roads. I don't know, really.
Well, here's the odd thing, because we have three roads there that are kind of parallel. We have 95, which is also called Mount Vernon Avenue. Now, I'm not sure where 95 and Mount Vernon Avenue begin and end, but there's that. And then there's Center Street and 309. Now, I'm not sure where 309 ends and Center Street begins, but yet, and if you go up one more road to Fairground, it's Fairground all the way.
Yeah, well, where Perkins is, on the left-hand side, I think it was, there used to be a pizza place here years ago. It had the corporation. That's where the corporation ended, and when that ends, you would have a different road. You would have, I would think, streets and avenues in town, and then the corporation, you're out in the county, because like Cable and all those stores, Donato's, well, not Donato's Pizza, because they're right before that. All the rest of it would, I would think, used to be county, because I don't think that city is it. Like where Kroger's and all those stores are, and Perkins. Now, Perkins, I think, is just right outside the corporation. So I would think that would be like in River Valley's district. You know what I mean?
Well, see, so Perkins would be Route 95, but Donato's would be Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah, because there's a sign right there. I'm trying to think. That shoe place that went out. What was that? That I think a cigar place went in there.
Yeah, Payless.
And that road right there, there used to be a sign. There was a pizza place right across from that, and there used to be a sign there that said, the corporation, where the corporation, ended and stuff. But I don't think that sign's there anymore. I'm out. I'll have to look when I go back.
Yeah,
but,
I think...
To me, when the city, their stuff ends, like, and then it comes county, then it's roads. And like 309, I'm trying to think if that park would be in the city, and then where that school, it isn't. So somewhere along in there, that stops. Lawrence Avenue is in the city. But around that curve, and right before you get to Harding, I think that stops, and then it becomes county. So, usually they had signs up. I don't think you see those anymore. You'll say, the corporation, you enter the corporation, or how that used to say. When I go back, I'll look and see if that sign's there. But Mount Vernon, I call it Mount Vernon, and most of the way out, and then, but I think, like, all of those from about Perkins on out, to me, would be county. And I don't know if the city gets the taxes from it or the River Valley, which
Well, I think, it's an interesting thing because I know that anything outside the corporation limit, which would be right there at, I think it's Madison, that is county, and I know that anything beyond, except Harding High School, anything beyond, like, where the little red caboose used to be, that's county, but I don't know...
Well, see, I thought that was city because the park's right across from it, and the city takes care of it. The city does that.
Well, I'm not. Where is the corporation limit then on 309?
I don't know if it's you go around that curve right before you get to where they made that new road to cut across to 95. You know that easy road. And
no, I know that's in the county. That road is in the county.
Because there used to be a corporation sign right there, almost across from Perkins on the. As you're going towards town on the right side, they had one. When I go back, I'll look and see if it's there. There used to be a pizza place there years ago. I don't know if Mo had that, and then he moved over to Center Street. It seems like Mo was in there. And there used to be a sign there, and I don't pay attention anymore. When I go back, I'll see if that sign's there, but then everything out right there should be either street or avenue, and then from... that place, anything then should be roads. So if it runs clear across to Center Street there on 309, whatever is past that, I would think would be road. 309 would be, I don't know, like the Harding High School, and then it'd be, town. I don't know how they zoned that to do that school there. I don't know how they did it. So
I think it was annexed to the city, but I
just
that
area. Yeah, I don't know
if
they did. I don't know if they did that gas station and stuff one down to that overpass of 23 or if they just stopped at the school. I don't know how they did
that.
Well,
I think it's just the land that the school's on is annexed, I believe.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Because I know University Drive right across the way, I know that's county.
Yeah, because up to the park or something, I usually say Center Street, and then on past that I say 309.
It's
probably everybody does it different, but when I go back, I'm going to see if that sign's there. If it's still there, because I know a lot of towns you go to, they'll say enter or leave the corporation or something. And I haven't paid any attention anymore, so I don't know if it's still there.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, see, now that right there, that is an illustration as to why sometimes it's very difficult to travel in Marion, if you don't live here. Now, if you live here, you know this stuff. You know where you are, essentially. But do you know where you are? Do we know specifically where these roads stop and end, the names of them? I don't know. It's all very confusing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think if you'll check, the courthouse is the deciding whether it's north, south, east, or west. Like Prospect Street, north of the courthouse is north, south of the courthouse is south on Main Street, and East Center start at the corporation. And so I think the dividing is the corner of the... where the courthouse is.
So the courthouse is the center.
Yeah, I think so. And anything east of that is east, anything west of it, like East Center Street, then the courthouse, and then West Center Street. And then North Prospect Street or North Main Street is the courthouse. South Main is at the courthouse.
Huh. Well, that's...
If you check an address of any of those, so downtown, actually, west of the courthouse is all West Center Street.
So, okay, so the courthouse is where we go from east to west.
Yes.
Now, where does 309 become Center Street?
Corporation limit.
So now, but see, is the corporation limit at the corner there of when you pass through the light? Is that the corporation limit? Because the caller was right that Garfield Park is taken care of by the city.
That's true. That I don't know. That's a puzzle. I don't know if that, but I do know that the starting of east, west, north, south is the courthouse.
Courthouse. So any guesses on Mount Vernon Avenue when it becomes 95?
Probably right there across from where Payless used to be. I think there's a sign right there. So then anything east of that or west of that would be, Mount Vernon Avenue. And then any, west of that would be Mount Vernon Avenue. East of it would be Marion Montgomery Road.
Yeah. Well, now, isn't there, though, a sign when you get down almost to, let's say, almost to Vine Street, that it does, there's like a 95 sign there?
That's for purposes of the truck drivers. It's for them to stay on a route, state route.
I was talking with a guy yesterday who's working down at this new seafood place that's in the Harding Hotel.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that business was pretty good, but they are only opened. I think they're closed on Monday. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. And then they're open Sunday afternoon. Now, what I'm confused about is downtown is just difficult because of those one-way streets and those issues that we're talking about. Because if you miss where you're going, especially there, let's say the Harding Hotel, where there is not a lot of parking, and now they've got that street closed off next to the Harding Hotel, I don't know what you do. I mean, you have to go down quite a ways to rebound back up, and you don't want to park on Church Street, I don't think.
No.
So and does anybody know why that street's blocked off? Because now some people have said repaving the street, but I also can see where it looks like the Harding Hotel's falling down.
Well, that's the reason that's shut off. It's because they were having bricks, according to the Marion Star, that they were having, apparently, and so that's in being fixed. And so it's a danger place to walk down through there or even drive down through there. So it must be because they're repairing the wall there at the Harding Hotel.
But, I mean, now, see, I have never seen that in a... Maybe I'm just, I guess I don't live in other cities. I've never seen where a building's falling down, so they just close the road.
Well, they would have to so that it could be repaired, because they'd have cranes and all that stuff, I'm assuming.
But
and that's basically just a street. It's not a state route or whatever. It's just a short cut through there.
Well, I guess it's an important street because it's one of the few streets there on Center Street and Church that is actually two-way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so because it's been that way for a long time now, I don't know why it takes so long to repair the side of a building.
Well, and figure that out, you can give up your daytime job.
Well, I know, and every time I pass by, nobody's ever there working.
I know that, too. I don't know if I'm just not sure. But I will have to tell you, Scott, that when I went past last week, that the dumpster is gone
on
the corner.
Oh, no. Well, now what are we going to do?
Because I was planting a flower bed there, but I guess that's not going to happen now. The dumpster is gone. After God, how long did that sit there?
You know, just when we thought we had a skyline worked out, and now it's all gone.
Right.
All
so that we could tell people, well, it's right there by the mural on the west side of the building that no one can even see unless they're coming off of the overpass on Prospect Street.
You wonder who dreamed some of this stuff up, don't you?
Well, I don't get credit for that, that's for sure. But, yeah, I never could understand why they would have put that on that wall. I mean, spend that kind of money, and literally, only if you come over the overpass on Prospect Street is the only time you can see it.
Now, is that the mural they didn't finish?
Well, I don't know if that's finished or not. I think they run out of money. I'm not sure.
Well, that's what my understanding was, is that that's just primer paint up there, that they... Something happened in the middle. And for 40 years, we've never been able to get anybody up there and put the acrylics on that thing.
Yeah, that does seem kind of... But someone tried, I guess. You can't criticize for that. You know, if you don't do anything except criticize, I guess that's...
That's right. It's easy to be a critic. Hey, have you ever seen... Did anything ever happen with the Cardinals from a few years ago?
they said that the person that was kind of behind that passed away.
Oh, so no cardinal.
And I mean, I don't know that for, but I thought that whoever was kind of behind that had passed away.
But that was really going to revolutionize downtowns, what my understanding was.
There you go.
What was the, we were going to put big cardinal statues all over the place?
They were going to be kind of like at the streetlights, I think, and that's the way that, it was to signify, I don't know who decided what it was to signify, but I think that's what that was supposed to be. But I do think that the person that was behind that had passed away.
I'm sorry they passed away, and I really am, but you know, I mean, is a cardinal even the state bird? I mean, why were we putting cardinals up?
Well, they're pretty.
I wish I got paid to dream these things up.
Well, you probably have, and you've just let the opportunities pass you by.
I know.
You've been out cruising around in the country, and this has just passed you by. But I did want to go and tell you that I did see last week, and I don't know how long it's been gone, but the dumpster's gone. So much for my plan for a flower bed.
Just when things were looking up. Well, thank you.
I was going to beautify downtown Marion, but... Oh, well.
Well, if you ever come by a cardinal statue, just plop it up down there.
Okay, I will.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, and we're not trying to trivialize any of this. I mean, we got to have some fun here in the morning. But the truth of the matter is, we're just looking for answers at this point. Because some of this stuff I don't understand. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I think on Harding Hotel, if I'm not mistaken... There was a write-up in the paper. The owner needs a lot of repairs, and the owner, I don't know if there's already, loans on it. And I think the city, they were going to the city to help repair it or something. So I don't think the financing maybe is all there yet, and maybe that's why it's until that. Because it seems like a while back, a month or so ago or whatever, they had a write-up about that.
I do remember.
I think it needs a roof and different. It needs a lot of work, I guess, and the person didn't have the money. And I think there's already loans out on it. And I think the city is going to help or something, somehow do financing or whatever.
Well, I do remember reading that there wasn't money to fix it. But what I don't understand is why we just shut down the street. I mean, I understand we don't want bricks falling on people's car. But, I mean... You know, wouldn't the city come in and say at some point, you know, you've got to fix this? We've got a street closed down. Now, if stuff started falling off my house, and it was blocking the street, would the city just come block the street off for 3 months?
No, but I think maybe they thought it was going to be taken care of or something right away, and I think there's something with that financing being approved and different stuff. I think maybe they thought, because I can't remember what it was, but if it needs a roof, different things, maybe they were afraid stuff would be the brick and, I don't know, stuff flying off and people walking and getting hurt or something, so they just closed it. I don't know.
I just would think that they would make them close the building if it was really in that bad of shape.
There's apartments in there, and there's,
right.
There's a bunch of apartments, and I don't know... different stuff in there, and all those, I don't know if it's like seniors that all have to move and stuff.
Well,
I mean, it's not that bad, but
I don't want people thrown out, but I'm just saying, we know there's a restaurant in the lobby. There are people living in that building. I mean, what is the issue with fixing the wall?
I don't know depends on the financing, and they thought it was going to be taken care of, so they went and closed it, and they just haven't opened it. Like, think at any time now it's going to be, I don't know.
But aren't people paying rent?
Isn't
the restaurant and the people who live there, aren't they paying rent?
Oh, yeah, but I think there was, to fix that up to get it, it seemed like there was at least a couple loans or more. And I don't know if the city, somebody absorbed, I think, some of it, but they're wanting the city to do something because they don't have the money, I think, to do it. But I think somehow, I don't know if it was the government, they went through there and they wrote, I think, some of it off, didn't they? But they need
I don't know if it's the roof and something about the brick, and I don't know if there's other issues with stuff, and the owner doesn't have the money to do it. So I think the city's going to, to finance it or what they were doing. It's been a little while ago they had that write-up. So, but I know it had to do something about, so the repairs and stuff, they're probably afraid if that brick starts falling, you know, that somebody will get hurt, so they've just closed that road till it gets fixed, I imagine.
Well, I don't know. If the owner doesn't have money to fix it, highly unlikely it's going to be fixed anytime soon.
Well, I think, I'm not for sure if the city was coming through with some financing, and I don't know if they could get any, but it seemed like there was at least a couple of loans on it anyway. So,
well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because that's nice. You know, they didn't have 60-some apartments, but they had a lot of apartments in there and stuff. But I don't know why it, with all those apartments, why it, you know, can't, I don't know how the person's financing is and how they do stuff.
Well, this restaurant just opened in, like, the last 6 months. I mean, clearly, they're still renting to people. They're still opening businesses in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I don't know. I just don't get that. And you know what? To me, honestly, the building is not the problem. It's that that is one of the few two-way streets that connect Church Street and Center Street. So I just don't like it being closed. That's my big issue. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, the Cardinal Project.
Oh, yes.
I don't know any details, but I did see a post about a month ago that it was back on.
Oh, it's back on.
Yes. There's a really good Facebook site, Downtown Marion, or something about Downtown Marion, where you get all the updates of what's going on, and that was ago, apparently. It's back on, and I can't remember what the time frame was, but or what the delay was, but it's a go.
But do we understand where these go and what they mean?
I think the idea behind it is, you know, you've seen, like, the cows in, is it Cleveland or Chicago? An attraction to draw people downtown, I think, to all the new businesses and restaurants. I think, to me, that's the reason behind it. We'll see.
So it's hey, kids, get in the car. We're going to eat downtown because there's Cardinals.
Yep. Let's go see the big birds.
It'll be like, oh my goodness gracious. It's going to be big down here. This will be the hub of commerce after those Cardinals go in.
I love how the downtown is shaping up. You know, I've been a resident all my life, but until something is done with parking, I just don't see it driving the way that they want it to.
Well, and the streets, which are never going to be... People forget that when this was a hopping area, Center Street and Church Street were two-way.
Two-way, yep.
And they
talked about reversing that at one point. I'm not sure why they didn't. That would help immensely.
Oh, that's the biggest problem. I mean, I think that even trumps the parking. Because if you...
Yeah, because the parking is not... You know, if you park at the city parking lot, it's not that far of a walk.
No,
anywhere really downtown.
And there's a lot of parking behind the county building.
Yes.
But it's just, you cannot, especially with this road blocked off next to the Harding Hotel, if you miss your business because of parking or whatever, my goodness, you've got to go around a rather big block and a couple traffic lights just to get back to where you were.
Right, yep.
It's bad.
Pain for sure.
Well, hey, thanks for the update on the Cardinals.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
No problem.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We might be able to get one more call in this morning here, 58 minutes past the hour. And again, nobody's making fun of anything. I mean, yes, it's a little light conversation this morning, but it's questions we don't have the answers to. What happened with the Cardinals? Why was the dumpster downtown? Why is this street closed off over here with the Harding Hotel? Is it because the Harding Hotel has some damage, or is something going on with the street? I just never see anybody working there. I don't know what's going on. So it's just questions. Go ahead, caller.
So I'm guessing you didn't do any tong-hulu-ing over the weekend?
No, I was down in Hilliard.
Okay, well, there's always next weekend.
I think somebody tongue-hulu'd the Harding Hotel.
I want you to try it and tell me if it's fun and tasty.
So just to get this right, if you weren't listening Friday night, the audience, you take boiling water, you put sugar in it, then you take a skewer, you put a piece of raw fruit, you dump it in the water, you let it dry, and it's candied fruit, right?
Yeah, it's like an art. Like, not only is it tasty, but it makes it look like glass.
The Japanese art of... and it's
Chinese,
called,
I believe.
Chinese, excuse me. It's called tonghulu.
Yeah, is this just me being crazy, or doesn't that sound like fun?
Well, it sounds like fun. I think you would have to rub your piece of fruit on the bottom of the pan if you're not stirring the sugar.
They do sort of twirl it, like when it's on the skewer, they kind of like twirl it to get it evenly coated, and then you just let it sit, and then it just hardens, and it's like a thin, shiny glass-like coating of sugar. It looks really cool.
What? Maybe I'll get to it tonight. We'll see if I can tonghulu.
I want someone to try this.
Okay.
I mean, and it's only two ingredients, sugar and water. Who doesn't have that on hand?
That's right.
Just don't stir the sugar and water while it's boiling.
Don't stir
it. That's what they say in all the videos. That'll mess it up.
Ruin the tonghulu.
Yeah. Okay, toodles.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Well, we're done today. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:10 to 11 a.m. Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The second time, Shecky, I want to tell you some. You were worse tonight than you were the time before. Now, you're going to... I said, that's my act. That's what I'm doing intentionally. I'm intentionally stinking it up. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
So
you want to come back and do that again? Yes. And I'll really this time, Ed. My God. They'll turn you off.